Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Hannah Shady is the executive director of the LC Clinic. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, Jim. How are you today?
Very fine, thank you. Well, I see the annual diaper drive is being held right now for the LC Clinic. Can you talk a little bit about what's involved there?
Absolutely, yes. So this is actually an annual fundraiser that LC Clinic does every year. And last year was our first year, and it was wildly successful in the Atlantic and surrounding area. And so we were really excited to kick that off this last Sunday, the 17th. Our diaper drive runs through the end of February. There are some really wonderful drop-off places for those that want to donate to drop them off in the Atlantic area. And part of the reason that we do this, Jim, is because part of the services that we provide at the clinic are for material assistance for our parents and caregivers of small children. And each baby generally will use about 6,000 diapers at a cost of more than $2,000 before their potty training. So this is a huge cost for the clinics, and it's also a huge cost for our parents and our caregivers. So we're really excited to be able to bless them and help them along in their journey of becoming a parent and potty training that little one or little ones that they may have. So we are collecting diapers. We ask for Huggies and Pampers, sizes newborn all the way up to size 6. And we can also, we have a few places in Atlantic that people can drop off the diapers, or they can also contact one of us that are involved with the clinic, and we are more than happy to come and pick up those diapers as well. So if you're in the Atlantic or surrounding areas, we have three wonderful churches that have volunteered to be drop-off sites for our diaper drive at the Evangelical Free Church, New Life Church, and SS Peter and Paul Catholic Church as well. So we're really excited because we are furnishing our baby boutique for our new center in downtown Atlantic at 507 Chestnut. So we've gone a pretty far way of reaching that goal of getting everything suitable and suited in that room for the baby boutique for our parents and caregivers and community.
So hopefully very soon a lot of these material things, these diapers that are being collected here in the Atlantic area, will be available to folks who need the service in the Atlantic area.
Very, very excited about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the clinic a little bit. How is it coming along, the physical structure downtown? I know you've had a lot of volunteer support in helping to get it to where it is now.
Yes, my goodness. That is, it's just really hard to encapsulate in words the appreciation that we have for the community of Atlantic and surrounding counties, and the way that everyone has come forward and pitched in. It is beyond anything that we could have imagined. It is very overwhelming and very encouraging, and it just really is uplifting to all of us to see all of these wonderful hearts coming together to labor to get this clinic up and moving and up and running. And so we're really, really excited. If any of you have driven by 507 Chestnut, we have these really amazing, huge picture windows that you can see in and see actually the development of this clinic from the beginning stages. When we went in there, you know, our team was in there demolishing and taking down fixtures and ripping stuff off of the walls. And so now we're at the stages of where we're building things back up. And so anybody that is familiar with Chestnut Street and being able to go down that street and see these things, it's been really wonderful to enter into this new phase where we're getting the framework is complete, and we're going to have a drywall party coming up very, very soon, and I'll talk about that and ways to get involved. But it has been unbelievable, the amount of support, the amount of labor, of love that has gone into getting these walls built and this clinic ready to serve our community of Atlantic.
Yeah, due to the nature of the types of services that are provided, it's not like you just need a space with a lot of area there. It needs to have some private area. You need to have space for consultation. You know, there's a bit of work to be done.
There is, and we have just seen, once again, the community come and turn out in such a huge way. It's been really wonderful. And like you said, Jim, you want to make sure that people that are listening understand that mostly every single person that walks in that door to help is a volunteer, from the contractors to the laborers to the committee behind, you know, facilitating all of these relationships and getting all of these schedules worked out. to the people that are donating lunches and donating desserts to keep our laborers fed so that they have the strength to endure all of that hard labor that they're doing in the clinic. It has been tremendous to see and to walk through that and to see those different phases completing. We put in a brand new HVAC system. We are rewiring that entire building to put all new electrical in there. And already, you know, Camblin Mechanical has been in there, Berg Electric has been in there. They are just a phenomenal team, and such wonderful organization has gone into them working and them completing those different areas and those different phases to get it going. So we are super, super pumped, and we're going to have another work day and an opportunity for anybody and everybody that's skilled and experienced, particularly those that are experienced in hanging drywall, along with other individuals, to help carry the drywall to the different installers and to hang some pre-cut insulation. Saturday, January 30th from 8 to 4, we're going to have our drywall party at 507 Chestnut Street there in Atlantic. And so we have a skill set for each and every person. And once again, this is just another phase. So if you feel like you have some skills that you want to help with, but maybe drywall is not your thing, stay tuned, because we're going to have an opportunity for you to be involved too. We still have a lot of work to go, but we have accomplished so much. And it has just really, really been tremendous. We have an incredible team, and we are so thankful for every person that has donated any of their time to come and to help or to spread the word about what's going on.
Sure. Hannah, how do you find these volunteers?
Yeah, it's usually by word of mouth. We have, you can send an email to info@iowalcclinic.org. And you can use the memo line Atlantic Clinic. You can use the memo line volunteer opportunities. That will come directly to me and my inbox. And I'll be able to follow up with whoever that is that sent that email to find out where it is that they want to volunteer. You can, if you want to help with the drywall party, you can contact our facilities team leader. His name is Brent Myers, and his phone number is 712-254-0223, or you can also shoot him an email at greenacreslawn@outlook.com. Lunch is going to be provided that Saturday as well. Kind of looking down the road, Jim, we want to make sure that the community also knows that it's going to take a lot of people to keep the clinics open and running, and we primarily run on volunteers. We had two really wonderful and wonderfully successful volunteer trainings in Atlantic this year. We held one in June and one in November. We had over 30 people that attended the two trainings. And so I really want to just take a moment to encourage any of you that attended the training to really follow up with us and see where it is that you're going to be serving. So we need to have bodies to fill the building. And so that's kind of what we're working on now behind the scenes, other than getting the actual building ready. We're getting the people prepared to be in there and to be equipped to serve the community when that clinic is ready to open, which will hopefully be very, very soon.
You bet. Well, I understand correctly that most of the services provided when the clinic is operational are free of charge?
Absolutely. All of the services that are provided at the clinics are free, and they are also confidential. And that's kind of what you had touched on earlier. We want to make sure that our community knows that they have a safe place that they can come to, and they can receive truth, and they can receive help, and they can receive hope. And so we're offering that practical help and real hope for them, as well as we kind of walk with them through some really difficult times that they're experiencing. And so we're really, really excited to do that as well. But yes, all of the services that we provide at the clinics are free and confidential.
Sure. And we should mention, too, we talk about the Atlantic area, but you've probably seen already through the Creston and Stewart clinics that it's more than just those communities that are served. That circle spreads out a bit.
Absolutely, yes. We are very, very encouraged to see so much of Southwest Iowa that we're able to really serve in the clinics. And that was part of the motivation behind us extending into it the Atlantic area, was because we had seen that need, and we want to make sure, you know, when we think about pregnancy centers or we think about pregnancy clinics, so many times our mind travels to big cities. And being part of a coalition board in Iowa, I see that when I go to the meetings. I am going there and communicating and fellowshipping with people that are directors in very big cities. But we so often forget about the rural areas, which is where we live, which is so important. But it oftentimes is overlooked. And so, you know, we have the same things kind of happening and going on in rural areas. We just don't have a lot of access to that. And so we hope to change that with extending those services into Cass County and surrounding counties. We want to make sure that none of those needs that we can provide at the clinic go unmet any longer, and that those that are underserved will finally be able to receive the hope and the help that they really, really need to have.
All right, very good. And again, that diaper drive going on now through February 28th. And again, those locations here locally for drop-offs, the Evangelical Free Church, and that's Monday through Friday, 9 to 1. The New Life Church, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 11, and again, 1 to 4. And then Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. If you want to know more, call that number, check them out online, and find out how you can be a part of what we hope will be a really nice success story. Hannah, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck and continued success.
Thank you so much, Jim. We really appreciate all of the coverage and all the help that you've given us.